Welcome back to Darkstead. I hope you've recovered after the drama last week. As you'll recall, Ray was deeply disturbed by the accusations made against Silver. And let's be honest, there were a lot of them. But instead of quitting or siding with the townsfolk, Ray invited him over to dinner. Generous, considering Silver still won't tell if he's been in the forest. You never know. Silver might open up outside of work. Let's drop by for dinner and see how they're getting on. I'm feeling a little hungry myself.
Believe we're the first people who've had you over for dinner.
Believe it.
It's nice to see you again, Nathaniel.
Brave of you to invite me inside.
Were you serious before? About how no one lets you in? Not even for a single bite?
Not that they know of. That's a joke.
Funny. Why don't we get started on dessert?
Don't get up. I'll go.
Ray's trying hard. It would be nice if you made an effort. Be open. Tell him something about yourself. Anything.
I keep to myself. There's not much to know.
I think there is.
I guess Ray and I should talk about something.
That's a spirit,
like the real reason you're back.
You know why. We relocated for Ray's job.
Don't insult my intelligence, Cass.
You really don't socialize much, do you?
Rosario's under the impression you've got something on your mind.
Since when are you and Rosario friends?
You've been gone for 10 years. She and I have had a lot to talk about in that time.
What I'm dealing with has nothing to do with Rosario.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's the reason you left town, why you stopped practicing magic, and why you're so eager to spend every waking minute in the diner.
What do you know?
Enough.
And what do you want?
I've no intention of dredging up the past, and you shouldn't either.
I have to be honest with her. It's time.
No, it's not. You tell Rosario the truth about what happened, she'll never forgive you. And this time you won't be able to fly away.
Whoops! Loud! Hope you're excited for blood pudding! Hey, where's Silver? Why's the window open?
He left.
Aw, he disappeared just like that?
Yeah. Just like that.
Good of you to come so early.
That's okay, Agnes. I was already up. What's the problem?
Bernice called in with some updates.
I'm listening.
There's no easy way to say this, but the number of bones at the perimeter have increased dramatically.
What do you mean by dramatically? How much more are we seeing?
A lot more. Bernice is getting around 5 reports a day on dispatch. She reported 6 extra piles on her stakeout last night.
And she's sure?
Positive. I don't know how, why, or when, but I need you to deal with it.
On top of everything else?
You're the only one I can count on to figure this out.
You're asking the impossible. We can't stop the bones. They've been appearing for years.
Bernice will go with you to the perimeter.
You're not listening. I can't run around digging up remains. I have to solve Dana's murder.
Ray can help with that.
No, he can't. He's inexperienced. He has no idea what's out there.
You underestimate Ray. He's far smarter than you realize. And right now, you need him.
Can't imagine what's given you that impression.
I've seen the way he observes people. Heard the questions he asks. Every cop needs a partner, and it's only a matter of time until he figures you out.
He won't.
He will. You can't hold the cards close to your chest forever, Nathaniel. A time will come when you'll need help. No man is an island, and you're no exception.
But...
deal with the bones. No arguments.
The card's not in my favor this morning?
Hmm?
Cass, normally I see her at her usual table reading by now.
Ooh. She's not feeling so good. It started to feel sick after Silver left last night.
You had Nathaniel over?
Yes.
Detective Nathaniel Silver.
Yeah, we gave him blood. It's not our own, though.
That's awesome! He never gets invited into people's homes. You and Cass really are my kind of people.
Aw, heck, really?
For sure. And I hope she gets better soon. Lots of illness going around.
There is?
I'll say. The sheriff must have lost 40 pounds. Never drops by for French toast anymore. And then there's Mrs. Willard.
She's sick too?
I think so. Folk keep seeing her by the perimeter, just staring. Won't eat or sleep. Doesn't go to church anymore.
Maybe she's still in shock.
Maybe. You ever find out where she went?
No. Her case is taking a back seat for now. We're focusing on Dana's murder.
Hey, I get it. You're a department of four. People tend to care more about a murder than missing folk.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, isn't that Nathaniel walking by?
Ah, heck! I'm late for work!
What time do you call this?
Sorry. Time ran away from me. Where have you been?
The mayor's office.
Can you slow down? I've just eaten.
No, you need to speed up. Dana's murder is a priority, as in, it's above breakfast. Take it seriously.
I am. What's going on with you?
What's going on is I have a lot resting on my shoulders and not enough resources. We need to prioritize.
You have me.
This murder is at the top of our list. We have to find the killer.
I understand.
Meaning you can't traipse into work anytime you like.
Excuse me? I don't traipse anywhere. You need help, you should ask. Start treating me like a partner.
Then act like one.
What's the big deal? Did you not enjoy dinner last night? You left before dessert.
Look, Ray, so much is happening in this town, and I'm responsible for all of it. That means I don't have time for dinner party recap.
Like, hey, I get it. We're short-staffed, but my mind is on the job, and I want to help. I've been thinking, why don't I take on missing person cases?
Did you not hear me? We have no resources for you to go off and work another case.
I can do it on my own time. Look into Timmy, Eleanor, maybe even the Reverend's parishioner.
Timmy is gone, okay? Nothing will bring him back. And Eleanor...
What the heck is that? Oh, your car's a mess!
Let me see. Anything stolen?
Has this happened before?
No. This is new. Torn seat. Jeez, that will cost. Wait.
Everything there?
You took the stuff we collected from Dana's inside last night.
Did what now?
You booked the evidence.
Oh.
That dirty green lid from the crime scene and the notes. They're in the evidence locker, right? Right?
I'm really sorry.
Oh my god.
You said to do it after we finished reviewing the case. I was gonna go out to the car, but then you agreed to come for dinner, and I thought you'd say no, and...
You forgot.
How can I fix this?
Go inside.
What?
Get in the station. Bring me some tape for the windows.
Whoa! What happened here?
Just a joke between me and the locals.
Not very funny.
I'm not laughing. That blood you're carrying...
It's soup for Cass. Heard she's sick.
Interesting. So she's not been in the diner to see you?
No, but Ray has. He helping?
Not today, he isn't.
Sheesh, what's up with you?
Lot on my mind.
Probably not a great idea to take it out on the people closest to you.
I suppose.
You suppose? Get it together.
What did you say to me?
Let it go.
I can't let it go. Someone broke into my car and stole key evidence because Ray left it in the back seat.
And?
We're being watched.
Nothing new there. You can't make this all Ray's fault. Not if someone's been watching you this whole time. They were probably waiting for you to make a mistake.
Yes, but Ray...
Had you over for dinner? Tried to get to know you? Forgot because he's a human being who makes mistakes?
I really hate your pep talks. They make me feel like I'm wrong.
You're never gonna grow if you keep pushing people away. Be nice to Ray. He's one of the good ones.
That's a lot of coffee, Bernice.
Honey, it's night two of my perimeter stakeout. I gotta keep these eyes open.
Of course you do. You're good at your job.
Why the long face?
I lost key evidence in Dana's murder.
Was it the stuff Ike told you to book?
Uh-huh.
And you forgot.
Uh-huh. Silver's so mad.
It takes two to tango. It's his fault, too.
You think?
For sure. He's senior to you. Always talking about how long he's been doing this job. Don't beat yourself up. It's not like you wanted to lose evidence.
Thanks, Bernice. You won't tell the sheriff, will you?
I'm not going to tell on you to Ike. He's always holed up in his office these days while I'm out on my stakeouts.
Oh, yeah. How did last night go?
Badly. I thought I saw a perp, but it turned out to be an old raccoon.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, you don't want to get too close. But I'm feeling luckier this evening. Like fate is in my favor.
Sorry, Silver. I couldn't find any tape.
Ray, I've been thinking and...
Yes?
It wasn't your fault about the car entirely. Someone must have been watching us, waiting, and... Be more careful next time.
I will.
Jeez, you guys.
What's that envelope on your desk?
It's results from the lab. Wow.
What?
A claw we found at Dana's. The lab says it's a werewolf tooth.
But you said it was from a dragon.
I was wrong. And Dana never bought or sold werewolf teeth. This comes from whoever saw her last.
Which can only mean one thing.
Our murderer is likely magical after all.
Rosario, What a surprise.
Heard you weren't feeling well, so I made a batch of my famous house soup.
That's so thoughtful. Thank you.
Everything all right?
Lot on my mind.
You're the second person who said that to me today.
Who was the first?
Nathaniel. Ran into him on the way here. He wasn't having the best day.
He didn't mention last night, did he?
No. Why? Was he a bad dinner guest?
We disagreed on something.
Ugh, Silver has a habit of giving orders.
You guys hang out a lot?
No, but we're sort of friends. I've never forgotten how nice he was, especially after what happened to my folks.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. You got nothing to be sorry about.
I wasn't around after. And do you think about them a lot?
Depends on how I'm feeling. It's been a long time. Time of year, I guess. Don't look at me like that. I'm fine, and don't worry about Nathaniel and his advice. He's new to the whole dinner party thing.
Thanks. Maybe it was a mistake to invite him in.
No, you were just being nice. He'll apologize. He may be a vampire, but it's human nature to mess up. People make mistakes. That's life. It's how we make up for them that matters.
Yeah, it is.
Sure you don't need to lie down? You look like you're about to faint.
You know what? I'm actually feeling a little better.
That's the power of my soup. The smell alone will cure you. See you at the diner soon?
Yeah, you'll see me there. In fact, you can count on it.
You got that list of local werewolves?
On your desk.
Oh. That's very helpful.
I do my best.
Watch the dispatch line. I was meant to cover for Bernice, but I need to run the car over to the shop.
Sure.
Ray.
Yes?
About before, I am, I'm grateful you're here to help.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah! Work buddy?
I am not your work buddy.
How about your friend?
I'll allow it. But you can only say it in the car.
Help. Need help.
Hello? This is Officer Marshall. Hello? I'm sorry, but I can't hear you.
The vampire.
Detective Silver has stepped out, but I'm here. How can I help?
Vampire told you to stay away from the missing people, to ignore the Reverend.
Who is this?
A concerned citizen.
I'll need more than that.
Go over to his desk.
I'm not going through Silver's stuff.
If you want proof that people are missing and the vampire is lying, then open his desk.
How do you...
Time is running out, Officer Marshall. You need to make a decision. Hang up or do as I say.
I... What the heck am I looking for?
Pull on the top drawer. Take out the lighter and tuning fork.
is weird. Silver doesn't smoke.
He doesn't sing either.
Why would he have these things in his desk?
Guess who liked to sing in the choir and smoke between services?
Wait. The interview I took with Mary. She told me that the missing parishioners were either singing or smoking.
Well done.
But how can you be so sure that these items belong to them?
Who else are they gonna belong to? Check in with the Reverend. She'll know.
I don't understand why Silver would lie about this.
Only one way to find out.
Where's Silver?
He's taken his car to get fixed.
On work time? You all right, boy? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I need to go.
You sure you're doing okay?
Yeah, I need a lie down. I'm feeling kind of sick.
Can't say I blame Ray for reacting like that. Such a shame. Who was it on the other end of the line? Surely there must be an explanation for those items in Silver's desk drawer. But what if there isn't? I might go for a walk myself and think over what we've just learnt. I advise you to do the same. Maybe we can work out what this all means next time.